For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning's edition, Cliff Notes. At his trial yesterday, Saddam Hussein said he would refuse to return to what he called an unjust court when it reconvened today. But the joke's on him. Today's a holiday. Everybody knows all Iraq government buildings are closed on National Kill a Kurd Day. Saddam said, this is terrorism because he has no fresh clothes and has been deprived of a shower and exercise. This has led those of us to the sad realization at Morning's Edition that our technical producer, Chris Lopresto, is a victim of terrorism. There's no shower and exercise. You get it, Chris? Because you know.
Yeah, I get it.
You're dirty and fat. Saddam has become increasingly morose and agitated in custody, which has only gotten worse since he found out that Johnny Cochran had died.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Chris. I love you. Yeah, I do it because I love, really, and because it makes me feel better. In a speech in Havana, Fidel Castro referred to Florida Governor Jeb Bush as the fat little brother in Florida. He added, George Bush's brother is so fat. The crowd yelled, how fat is he? Castro replied, I told you he was fat. That's enough. Why do you question me? He's fat because Castro says so. Leave it at that. Promoting its new Chronicles of Narnia film to Christian audiences, Disney is sponsoring a contest for the best sermon, which incorporates a Narnia theme. A grand prize is a trip to London and $1,000 in cash. One Catholic priest gave a sermon about a young boy who walked through the priest's wardrobe into a magical world of taking baths together, giving each other massages, and performing special naked magic rituals.
Oh, you knew
something was coming, God. But the magic ritual was sort of the icing on the cake.